Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Many people have asked me what my position is on abortion and abortion rights, especially since I was proudly the person responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars, both sides, wanted and, in fact, demanded be ended. Roe v. Wade. They wanted it ended.
Okay, so former President Trump yesterday puts out a 4.5-minute video on Truth Social talking about his views on abortion and he starts off talking about IVF, which he supports, and you know, how he praises Alabama for putting in place something to temporarily allow it or whatever, taking a position in favor of IVF, which, kind of interesting, does put him at adverse odds with the Catholic Church. Catholic Church, of course, is against IVF and has been for a long time, but side issue, okay? So he says Roe needed overturning, and all the legal scholars thought so. Not accurate. Lots and lots and lots of legal scholars did not think that it needed overturning, and you actually have three Supreme Court justices who voted to uphold that in the Dobbs decision. But, you know, it's like many things with President Trump. You just have to pick and choose what you're going to focus on. Anyway, he goes on and says,
must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the ninth month. The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even execution after birth, and that's exactly what it is, the baby is born, the baby is executed after birth, is unacceptable, and almost everyone agrees with that.
Yeah, there's a lot in there, but you know, the short version is that generally speaking, yes, the Democrat position is at least up until the moment of birth, but that's because late term or partial birth, as it's sometimes described, abortion is typically for extraordinarily catastrophic situations. It's a very rare thing by the numbers. Yes, it's an atrocious thing. And then the afterbirth is... there have been cases where you had bills and things talked about, you know, if the child is born, it can be neglected. I think the president is on dubious footing when he keeps making this claim. Certainly not all Democrats, okay? I mean, there are some pro-life Democrats. Many people who are pro-choice even don't support it up until the moment of birth. They don't support that. There's a wide spectrum, much like there is a wide spectrum when it comes to the pro-life side as well. But generally speaking, yes, the parties do break down generally into Democrats are in favor of women having abortion choice available to them. They do not view the baby as having a life value inside the womb, at least not usually, at least not until viability. And of course, Republicans tend to be pro-life, tend to view it the other way, think that the baby has life value very early, maybe as early as 5 or 6 weeks, maybe as early as conception. In any case, that's all just preamble. The interesting stuff comes next, where he starts to talk about what his view is. We have been waiting to find out. What is President Trump's view on the issue of abortion, a national ban? You know, 15 weeks, 6 weeks. What is your view, sir?
My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both. And whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state. Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be.
But what's your view? What is your view on the matter? And he doesn't ever really get to that exactly. There's a part of his view that he does give. We'll play that in a second. Before that, let's get Jake in here with Traffic on the Fives. Jake?
All right. This traffic report is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. Not seeing any major accidents or incidents on our roadways. Got a couple slowdowns to tell you about. We're seeing our normal morning congestion. This is going to be on Highway 98 westbound getting into Tiger Point leading up to that light at Avalon Boulevard. Highway 98 eastbound getting out of Navarre into Windhaven. Seeing our normal morning congestion there leading up to Hurlburt. Highway 90 westbound coming out of Pace when you're approaching the scenic turnoff. You'll see a little bit of slowdown there. And Highway 29 South through Inslee coming out of Cantonment, a little bit slow this morning. If you see anything else out there on the roadway slowing us down, let us know about it on our traffic tip line. That number is 437-1620. But when it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
You know, when I talk about imports like a Porsche, Mercedes, BMW, Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, Lexus, nice cars, you pay extra to buy them. You do not have to pay extra to service them. You don't have to go to the dealership, especially if it's at a distance like in Destin or Mobile. The gas, the time, and the extra cost. You can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. Actually, by law, you're allowed to go to anybody you want to. You don't have to go to the dealership. That's a federal law that's been on the books for forever. They work on those cars. They work on domestics. They work on diesel engines. They work on gas engines. If it's running with a motor, they will take care of you. The website is carclinicservice.com, like a healthcare clinic for your car. They want you to bring it to them when there aren't problems so they can prevent you from having the big problems. That's literally why they call it preventative maintenance. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. Back to the comments by President Trump, former President Trump yesterday on the abortion topic. What I want to know is what's his position? You know, what does will he sign a national abortion ban at 15 weeks, which I have said I don't think would be constitutional. Frankly, I don't think that that would, you know, just like I thought Roe v. Wade was an unconstitutional violation of, you know, prohibiting states from being able to do what they should. I actually do think the states have the delegated, have non-delegated authority because they retain it by original authority. And nobody gave the federal government the power to decide this one way or the other. As an opponent of abortion, would I like to see a federal ban? Sure, but I just don't think the federal government has the power to put it in place. In any case, back to him talking about what he wants to see happen. What is your view, sir?
At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people. You must follow your heart or, in many cases, your religion or your faith. Do what's right for your family and do what's right for yourself. Do what's right for your children. Do what's right for our country and vote. So important to vote. At the end of the day, it's all about will of the people. That's where we are right now, and that's what we want, the will of the people.
I mean, he said nothing. That 26 seconds had no content, right? He's just telling you, listen to your conscience, listen to reason, listen to your religion, listen to your heart, do what you need to do for your family, for the will of the people to decide. Like, I don't have a view. You just do whatever you're going to do. So his view is people are going to do what they're going to do, which, of course, we know. Now, he did praise the six justices for making their decision in the Dobbs case, and now it's up to the people in the states. He just does not give an answer to what he thinks. Is the baby a baby? Is the baby just a piece of tissue? Should abortion be limited at a certain point? He's not offering. The only thing he does say about his view...
Like Ronald Reagan, I am strongly in favor of exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. You must follow your heart on this issue, but remember, you must also win elections to restore our culture and, in fact, to save our country, which is currently and very sadly a nation in decline.
So he favors exceptions, but he won't say, I mean, if you favor exceptions, it means that you've got to have something that it's an exception to, which would be some kind of a restriction at some point, which he will not say, except to say the Democrats are, you know, crazy having it all the way up until the moment of conception or after. Now, here's kind of my take on this. By the way, Mike Pence says this is a massive retreat. He says, President Trump's retreat on the right to life is a slap in the face to the millions of pro-life Americans who voted for him in 2016 and 2020. The president, by not taking a position on this, is saying that he's not pro-life. You say, Andrew, how dare you say that? Okay. Hear me out. I don't think there's been any single person in the history of this country that's done more to actually change the availability of abortion than President Trump. By getting the Supreme Court with the justices that it had, and then that led to the Dobbs decision, I think you have to give President Trump credit for actually changing the availability and the happening of abortion in this country more than any other single person. I give him tremendous credit for that. And yet, here he is running for re-election after a gap, and he's not advocating a pro-life position. He's just advocating a states' rights position. He's not saying anything about his position on this matter. Now you say, well, okay, but still, he's better than the alternative. Oh, clearly. I mean, that's not even a question. I mean, listen to what Biden says on the topic.
Donald Trump just endorsed every single state ban on reproductive care nationwide. If MAGA Republicans put a federal ban on his desk, he'd sign it. Donald Trump is the reason Roe's ended. If you reelect me, I'll be the reason why it's restored.
So Biden is saying that Trump is a pro-life radical. Unfortunately, Trump is refusing to say that he's a pro-life radical. And in fact, we have evidence from fairly recent history of him clearly saying he is not a pro-life radical, because you remember he criticized Governor DeSantis for the 15-week ban and definitely for the 6-week ban. This was with Meet the Press back in September.
If a federal ban landed on your desk, if you were reelected, would you sign it at 15 weeks?
Are you talking about a complete ban?
A ban at 15 weeks.
Well, people are starting to think of 15 weeks. That seems to be a number that people are talking about right now.
Would you sign that?
I would sit down with both sides and I'd negotiate something, and we'll end up with peace on that issue for the first time in 52 years. I'm not going to say I would or I wouldn't. I mean, DeSantis is willing to sign a 5-week and 6-week ban.
Would you support that? You think that goes
too far? I think what he did is a terrible thing and a terrible mistake.
I think what he did is a terrible thing and a terrible mistake. The 6-week ban that's going to go into effect here in a week or two in Florida. So what's my takeaway from all of this? Here's where I think we're at. Trump knows that on the issue of abortion, the country is in great turmoil. And there are a lot of people that he would like to see vote for him who will not vote for him if they think he's adamantly pro-life, because they're upset about the reversal of Roe versus Wade. But if he can say softly, I'm glad it's going back to the states, now vote your conscience, maybe he can avoid irritating them so much that they vote for Biden or don't vote for him or whatever. He's playing politics, right? Biden is the radical pro-abortionist, okay, in this conversation. And Trump is basically not playing the pro-lifer. He's just playing the, I'll take everybody else. This is clearly a political position. The question is there a substance? Is there a viewpoint underneath the political position where he's solid on the issue of life? And you have to say the answer is no. Based on his criticism of DeSantis, based on his refusal to take a stance about any of these matters other than it should be a states' rights issue, which I agree with too. So what do you do with all this information? Well, again, let me say what I said a moment ago, because I haven't said it, I don't think, ever on the air, is I don't think anybody has done anything more than President Trump. Trump has done more than anybody to reduce the presence and the happening of abortion in the United States of America. If one person's done it, it's because he put in place a Supreme Court that ruled to overturn Roe versus Wade. I give him massive credit for that, and rightly so. And yet, it looks like he overshot with his own what he did, you know? Like, now he's not too sure what to do with it. Because I don't think he's a committed, principled pro-lifer. I think probably push comes to shove, he's probably pro-choice. In the sense that he doesn't maybe like it so much, or doesn't like it at a certain point, but doesn't think it ought to be illegal. He doesn't come out and say that. He can't say that. But historically, he's kind of socially a liberal. If you look at his views on, you know, sex and gay rights and all of that stuff, he's certainly not a social conservative, if you look at him historically. Oh, he's made a lot of hay by aligning with evangelicals and social conservatives, but that's not his nature. You know what I mean? Not really. Maybe on religious issues, maybe, but then you ask the question, how committed is he to that stuff, or is that just platform? I don't know. So here's my takeaway. You're going to have an election where you got two people, and President Trump is no flag bearer for the pro-life cause, even though he did a ton in office to advance it. That being said, is he better than the alternative? Oh, yeah. And anybody who thinks that, you know, on that issue, it's a better thing to go with Biden, well, that issue is not your issue. Right? So that's my grand takeaway from this complete non-statement that he made yesterday on Truth Social. 824 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's see. We've got, this is such, I'm so excited about this. Pounder's Hawaiian Grill is now open in Pensacola. Oh, my God. It's so good. Like, literally, the only time we ever go there is when we're driving back from somewhere else in Florida. Always stop. Or if my son and I go play airsoft in Laurel Hill, always stop. It's so good. And I bring it home for the boys, and they beg me to get it, and, you know, they love it. It is, you know, your teriyaki chicken, teriyaki steak. The pig is fantastic. Oh, my God. They like their teriyaki. I like sort of all of it. And the macaroni salad and the rice and the okay, anyway. So I go in the back room every time I eat there, and I tell them, when are you coming to Pensacola? They used to be in Crestview. Okay, and they still are, but they expanded. And then finally they're here. I'm so excited. It is right across from Academy Sports and the old Dickies right there on North Davis Highway in the University Mall Shopping Center, like in the parking lot kind of area of the shopping center. Anyway, Pounder's Hawaiian Grill, you will not be, you will be super glad you went. You will not regret it. I've seen so many people on Facebook saying how much they love it and thanking me personally for promoting them. They're amazing. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
So you're the guy that goes in the back room of the restaurant. You're that guy.
I am. And I say, everything was awesome. Thank you. And they say, oh, you're welcome. Mahalo. And I say, when are you coming to Pensacola? And they're like, we're working on it.
Yep. And now they're right there. We can almost see it from the station. It's amazing. All right. We're looking great on our roadways this morning. Seeing our normal morning slowdown on Highway 98 westbound, getting into Tiger Point, leading up to that traffic light at Avalon Boulevard. And we just saw a report of some debris in the roadway. This is going to be I-110 southbound, right around mile marker 4. That's the exit to Fairfield. If you see anything out there, let us know on that. If anybody has eyes on that, let us know what lane it might be in. Right now, we're just seeing reports of debris in the roadway. So please use caution. I-110 southbound getting to Fairfield. If you see anything else out there on the roadways, let me know about it. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
At any event, gathering, or party, what's the one thing people talk about when it's over? The food! That's why, for over 25 years, locals have chosen Culinary Production as their caterer of choice. Chef Mike DeSorbo and his culinary team have been given rave reviews from very satisfied customers. And now, Culinary Production offers a venue space for your next event. A venue space for 250-plus people with catering, bar service, and more, all in downtown Pensacola. Get all the information you need at culinaryproductions.net.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer SHINE counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm going to call her.
Diane Court doesn't go out with guys like you. She's a brain.
Trapped in the body of a game show hostess.
I've been a poor man and I've been a king. I've had my life and the world on a string. I've traveled many roads, but I'm so far from done.
Let me just say this about today's show. Jake, I think you can confirm. Typically, a big subject I will do once, twice, three times, you know, because not everybody hears the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
We have had so many big topics today, and we haven't repeated any of them because I've been trying to get to all of it.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God. So this is one of those, like, go check out the podcast.
Yes.
Every hour of the podcast will be new material to you today. This is one of those, like, oh, my God, the whole show. Like, we're putting out two newspapers today. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
The Arizona Supreme Court expected to issue a ruling today that could either allow abortions up to 15 weeks or ban nearly all of them by reinstating a 19th century law. The current law since 2022 bans abortion after 15 weeks, except when the life of the mother is at risk. The 1864 law from when Arizona was still a territory would ban all abortions except for in the case that there's a risk to the mother. And yesterday's total solar eclipse is over. Won't be another one until 2044 now. And the legendary Captain Kirk from the original Star Trek was one person that was watching it closely. He was in Indiana. He said people who experienced that type of thing before a scientific explanation must have been
dumbstruck. The heavens are breaking. It's ominous sounds. We're all going to die. And now we realize it's not as dire as that, but it's more magical.
Of course, he's had a long interest in astronomy.
Absolutely. And what a great, that's funny, you know, the bold to go. Also, let's just notice, quick observation, nobody got raptured yesterday, right? Okay, because you don't know when it's going to happen, ever.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Norfolk Southern agrees to pay $600 million to settle the toxic train derailment class action suits in East Palestine, Ohio. President Biden attempting another student loan debt bailout for 30 million Americans, up to $20,000 apiece, not going over with Wisconsin GOP Senator Ron Johnson, who tells Fox Business.
This does cost the American taxpayer hundreds of billions of dollars. It's money we don't have. It's a very simple and grotesque example of just trying to buy votes with money we don't have.
While J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon warns shareholders continued excessive government spending may lead to stickier inflation and higher interest rates than markets expect. The parents of convicted Michigan high school shooter Ethan Crumbly are now being sentenced for involuntary manslaughter for failing to get their son help. Ethan is serving life. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, it's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now it is 68 degrees, mostly cloudy in Pensacola. Well, this just in from the Gulf Islands National Seashore. They're going to be closing the Fort Pickens area this afternoon to prepare for possible severe weather tomorrow. The campground will be closing at 5 p.m. This afternoon. Campers are expected to be out by 2 o'clock, and all Fort Pickens camping reservations will be canceled until further notice. Those storms expected to bring strong winds, up to 10-foot surf tomorrow. Park staff will be checking the park's condition on Thursday morning and re-evaluating. It's been 3 weeks now since Pensacola City services were affected by a ransomware attack, and city leaders say online bill payments have now been restored for Pensacola Energy and Sanitation. In the days that followed the attack, the city did say that with the exception of the online bill payments, all other services were able to be restored. Customers will not be charged late fees due to the online bill pay option not being in service. And additionally, Mayor D.C. Reeves says there won't be any late fees issued until next month. Santa Rosa County leaders pledging over $1 million towards improving the county-owned Jay Hospital and bringing 5G service to Aviation Park. That agenda item was added to Thursday's consent agenda, and that'll provide $600,000 to build a new cell tower at the Aviation Park.
Remember, I said a comment on video. I said that I got asked, what are you going to do for District 3? And I said, the internet sucks. That was what I said, and I got beat up on social media for that. And, well, the truth is, we're fixing it.
That is Commissioner James Calkins there, the board also providing $500,000 to Jay Hospital. That building, of course, leased to Baptist Hospital since 2008. They've invested about $4 million into the facility. The new funds will be used to replace the awning where ambulances drop or deliver patients. And this Saturday, a lot of swimmers and firefighters from all over the country will be at Pensacola Beach. At Casino Beach on Friday and Saturday, the Pensacola Beach Firefighters Challenge is happening. That tests civilians and firefighters' skills. They move through a five-station course in the sand. Those five stations include forced entry, charged hose pull, Kaiser sled, dummy drag, and the hose hoist. Also Saturday, the DeLuna's Open Water Swim Races. More than 100 swimmers will be in the Santa Rosa Sound participating in various distance swim races. Anywhere from up to just over a half a mile to 2.5 miles. It's a stop on the Speedo Salt Series races. Governor Ron DeSantis taking some steps that he says could protect law enforcement officers from being exposed to fentanyl. He signed legislation yesterday to increase penalties on people who expose law enforcement officers to the drug. He says that's because the Biden administration's unwillingness to secure the southern border, law enforcement officers are now encountering fentanyl at alarming rates. The governor says this legislation, he hopes, will keep officers safe on the job and help to further combat the opioid epidemic. And it is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jake.
All right. This traffic report is brought to you by Indeed.com. And Indeed, it's looking pretty good on our roadways. If you're on Highway 90 going westbound, coming out of pace this morning. Once you get up to the scenic highway cutoff there, it's going to be backed up over the bridge about probably for a few miles. So that's going to take you a little ways getting onto scenic. And Highway 98 westbound, getting into Tiger Point, seeing our normal morning slowdown there. And we had reports earlier of some debris in the roadway. That's going to be at I-110 southbound, just before mile marker 4, I believe, which is the Fairfield exit. So before you get to Fairfield on I-110 southbound, just be aware there may be some debris in one of the lanes on the roadway. If you see anything else out there on the roadway slowing you down, let me know about it. You can call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. Make the hiring process work for you with Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution. You can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to have mostly cloudy skies today with temperatures warming up near 74 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. For Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms move in as we go into the afternoon, evening hours. Storms could be strong under an enhanced risk of severe weather, level 3 out of 5 for severe storms. Temperatures on Wednesday warming up near 76, dropping overnight near 63. Storms will come to an end by 10 p.m. on Wednesday, and we will look calmer as you go into Thursday. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. 68 in Pensacola, 67 in Gulf Breeze, 64 in Milton. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Your money now this morning. Markets are opening up, but not by a whole lot. The Dow's up 75, 61 at 38, 968, 41. S&P 500 up 17, 16 at 52, 19, 55. The NASDAQ up 62, 62 at 16, 3, 16, 57. Your 10-year bond rate down slightly at 4.38%. Gold prices are up 18, 30 at 23, 69, 30. Silver prices up 42 cents at 28, 23 this morning. And the crypto market not looking great this morning. Bitcoin down 12, 14.55 at 70,566.02. Looks like the rest of the market is following suit for the most part. President Biden laying out a new plan to forgive student loan debt while visiting Wisconsin yesterday. He announced a set of actions he said could benefit tens of millions of Americans. One of those, forgiving unpaid interest for individuals who now owe more on their loans than they originally borrowed. That plan would also forgive some debt for borrowers that have carried their loans for decades now. Speaking of President Biden, he'll be meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida today, or tomorrow, that is, in Washington. The two are expected to announce several new agreements, including a new deal bolstering chip making and strengthening supply chains. And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer concerned about Capital One's proposed acquisition of Discover. The New York Democrat put out a statement saying less competition in the credit card marketplace could mean higher interest rates, bigger fees, and higher penalties. 8:38, your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KelleyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Hey, Pensacola.
Get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked.
Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, it is National Unicorn Day. Do you believe? My question for you today is, it's kind of a twofold. You can decide which part of this question you want. I couldn't decide which slice of this question I really particularly wanted to focus on. First one is there a so-called mythical creature that you believe is real? Okay, that could include, you know, a wide variety of creatures. Do you have a favorite? Or do you think it's all just nerd stuff to talk about that? 437-1620, 437-1620. Of course, I believe in unicorns, because unicorns are... No, I mean, the unicorn is just the hairy white rhinoceros that died out over time, right? That's all that is. I mean...
mated with a horse.
Yeah, the rhinoceros is just like the, you know, the thick-skinned, slow, fat, gray, hairless version of unicorn. So, you know, proper breeding or improper breeding, I don't know which. Jake, first of all... Mm-hmm. Is there any mythical, fabled, rumored being, beast that you believe exists?
Besides Bigfoot? No.
That's what I'm asking. Is like
Bigfoot maybe.
Loch Ness monster?
Yeah, I'm on the fence about Bigfoot and maybe Loch Ness because I've seen the pictures.
Yep,
but
yep.
But my favorite mythical character would have to be the jackalope.
Oh, all right. All right. Fair enough. Those antlers weighing them down, though. You know, yeah. Hard to run in the wind. I can tell this is going to be a good topic already. I already got the Mobile Leprechaun as my favorite. Must be a crackhead.
Who all seen the leprechaun say, yeah?
Yeah. Handing me down this flute. Okay, so on the mythical creatures, I mean, I'm always cautious to have I don't believe in something because there's all kinds of things in this world that we either haven't seen or can't see anymore, you know, I believe. So I'm going to kind of be a little bit agnostic in general. But yet, to me, the Loch Ness is actually, you know, they used to have maps where they'd show here there'd be dragons and sea creatures. And, like, dragons and sea creatures to me are just really big versions of things we already know exist.
Right.
And maybe live for a lot longer time, perhaps under different, you know, environmental conditions in the past. You know, dinosaurs are like a Loch Ness monster. So, you know, that's one that's a little bit more plausible to me. The Bigfoot, big, hairy, semi-intelligent ape being in the woods.
Seems
unlikely to me, but I have seen a lot of metal versions of him around town, so, you know, maybe it's real. 437-1620, the Mobile Leprechaun. Y'all are my favorite people. I love that somebody, that was their first one.
I'm just here to help.
I love it. That's right. The Bible says there are unicorns. Oh, man,
what?
I cannot remember. I don't think that's accurate, but I'm going to double check somehow or other. I'm going to get 3 seconds here in between things. I'm going to double check on that.
No,
I don't think that's right.
The
Leviathan.
The
Leviathan's in the Bible. Behemoth is in the Bible. I don't remember there being a unicorn in the Bible. Somebody else says Bible makes reference to unicorn. Okay, I mean, I don't teach at the seminary, so I may get things wrong once in a while. 437-1620, the Liger from Napoleon Dynamite. That's great. Oh, somebody says, being a technician, I like the idea of the gremlins. Okay, gremlins are cool. Not probably the kind that, you know, you can't get water on them, can't feed them after midnight, and don't show them a bright light, but gremlins are the kind that would, you know, mess up the machinery, right?
Right.
The little creatures in the cartoons, if you've ever seen those World War II era things. 437-1620. Can I just, like, take an aside note and tell you, when I say I love our audience, I do. You guys are like the best, funniest, most clever, and you give me such great answers to some of these things. This one in particular. Somebody says, my favorite mythical creature is the Perdido Key beach mouse. It's kind of like Bigfoot. No one's ever actually seen one. We've only seen pictures. Yes. They're very crafty and elusive. That's great. I've been using Bear Squatch recently with the daughter. Okay. I'm not familiar.
Bear
Squatch. Is that a term of art? I'm not familiar with that. Okay. 437-1620. I was always a big fan. I always thought centaurs were really cool as a kid.
Yeah.
And then when I grew up, I thought, I have a lot of questions. I have a lot of questions. Because, for example, and I don't mean to, like, be, you know, the Andrew Downer here, but if you did a cross-section of a horse and you looked at where their heart and their lungs are, and then you look at a centaur, okay, in the stomach. So the centaur would have what? Human heart and lungs and esophagus in the stomach. And then you would also have a horse heart, lungs, esophagus, and stomach. Just, you know, as a practical matter, that's difficult to reconcile. So I'd probably vote that if there ever were a centaur, the centaur would look a little bit more like a harpy. You know what a harpy is? A bird with a female head and buxomness. But
buxomness?
Hey, look. I said it. But, you know, maybe if a centaur were real, it wouldn't look like the human torso. It would just be like a human head stuck on the end of a horse neck.
That's just so much more.
It was just so
creepy,
kind of creepy
and
disgusting to think about. There's a reason the artist went the other way with this. But I'm just, you know, some of these mythical creatures, it just, I mean, clearly that is not a real thing. So the centaur, even though I always thought it was cool, is not a real thing. Let's get Jake in here with traffic on the fives. Jake?
Me and Jimmy over here, we were looking up the references to unicorns in the Bible. And some people are saying that it's actually a reference to a rhinoceros, an actual creature. They just called it
unicorn. Now that sounds more familiar. Okay.
Yeah,
all right,
so,
fair enough.
Yeah, but still wild. All right. Not seeing any major accidents or slowdowns on our roadways. We still have a report of some debris in the roadway. This is going to be on I-110 southbound, right around mile marker 4, which is the Fairfield exit. If anybody gets eyes on that, if you know what lane it's in, if you know about what we're looking at here, if it's just a box or what have you on the road, let me know about it. You can call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. Other than that, Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre looks like it's easing up. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is looking good. Mobile Highway is clear through Beulah. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in clear. If you do see anything out there slowing you down, let me know. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
You know, if you're thinking about that next vehicle or putting off thinking about it because you know, look, that's a hassle. It's annoying. You don't like going to the car dealer and looking around. I get it. I do. Me too. I hate buying a car. No, who gets up in the morning like, oh man, I'm so excited. I get to go buy a car today. Please, come on. I mean, maybe if you're like super rich and you can send somebody to do it for you. Okay. But, you know, most of the rest of it's not a pleasant thing. Well, Frontier Motors kind of designed their whole business model around they know you don't like it. And so they want to make it, I mean, I can't say that they make it like it's enjoyable necessarily, but, you know, make it as much of a non-problem as possible. You know, make it so that you don't mind so much. Like it's a little bit fun. And honestly, what you get when you buy a car will make it kind of, it's a really nice, fun little thing. Anyway, so we went there. We looked to just test drive a car, and they told us you want a price. And yeah, because we weren't going to buy it yet because we were really only test driving it. Price was so good. Can you come down a little bit? Yeah. Can you come down again? They gave us a day. Can you get? Yeah. And then we just bought the car. Like, it was really easy. Very convenient. We got a great deal on a really good car. And I've never had such a pleasant car buying experience. So if you don't like buying a car, Frontier's your place. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I had processed unicorn out of Job in my head. I wasn't even thinking about that as unicorn. I was thinking about that as rhinoceros because the way he talks about it is clearly rhinoceros,
right?
Not the mythical white beast that, you know, Gandalf the Grey would ride or something like that, although he doesn't ride a unicorn either. 437-1620. Let's see. Somebody here says, regarding the question is, do you believe in any mythical creatures? And what's your favorite one? Answer whichever slice of this you want to answer. Somebody says, you ever been snipe hunting? Oh, yeah. Yeah. About 11 years old in the Boy Scouts. Good prank. good one, sir. 437-1620. What is this? Why we have derailed? Why? I don't know. Anyway, hippocampus and a unicorn in the Bible is a wild ox. Okay, there you go. I appreciate that. And same thing on the unicorn being a rhinoceros. Mm-hmm. I was always partial to the, it's been so long now, the manticore. Because that's just like, Salvador Dali invented the manticore. I mean, he didn't because he came after, but the manticore is like a lion's body with a, or is that right? I can't remember. It's got a scorpion tail, it's got eagle's wings, and it's got a human face.
Wow.
I mean, that's a vision that'll terrify a child, but a kind of a cool creature, you know, if you could really invent something that would be wild. I've always thought the Sphinx was kind of a cool one, you know, smart, going to ask you difficult questions, and then you die if you get them wrong. You know, nothing like a pop quiz. So, in terms of the ones that people actually do sort of wonder, did they really exist or not, my general answer is Loch Ness Monster, because that just seems like modern-day dinosaur, you know, a little bit big of a serpent or something. And then, you know, I'm not persuaded on any of the other ones, personally. 437. Somebody says, my favorite mythical creature is an honest politician. Can I say this? I know a lot of these politicians, and they are not all bad people, and they are not all corrupt. There are some in both categories, but there are some genuinely good people in politics, and it's sad if somebody believes that that's really the case about all of them, because they just are not all, you know, they just aren't. All right, 8:51 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay, and if you're thinking about buying your first home, or you have a home you want to sell, or maybe it's sell and buy, or add a rental, or whatever, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are fantastic. I mean, they are just fantastic. The dedication to customer service, the idea of a process they follow when they're selling a home to get you the maximum value out of it is just, I mean, Christina is a real estate nerd. She'll admit it. She loves talking about it. She loves learning about it. And she's a perfectionist in the sense that she's always trying to be better and always do better by her clients. And she's so personable. I mean, people just love her, going all the way back to when she was in the news and all of that. And I've known her for forever. She's just a dear friend. But give her a call and find out what she can do for you, because that's ultimately, you don't need to go on my say-so, but go on her say-so and what it seems like she can do for you. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
When Pete Salvato at Only Choice Healthcare talks to people about health insurance, they tell them they worry about having quality health insurance and their finances. Pete knows he will help with both. People are paying huge deductibles and premiums with Obamacare, but you can get a health plan with exclusive benefits and features. There's no deadlines. Enroll anytime. Only Choice Healthcare offers freedom of choice on your medical providers and zero deductibles on outpatient coverage, including surgery. If you're under 65 and in decent health, protect yourself and family. Call Pete and save 30 to 60% with better coverage. This is the best non-Obamacare plan available. Call Only Choice Healthcare at 352-683-3923. That's 352-683-3923. Or go to onlychoicehealthcare.com. It's the only choice. onlychoicehealthcare.com. A quality plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, you English are so superior, aren't you?
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
First, I just want to thank Mr. Bergosh. I hope I'm saying that right. We've been here for a little bit, and I was watching every one of your faces. And I want to say thank you to you, because you gave every single person eye contact. You seemed like you were hearing, not just listening, not passive listening, not playing on your computer. I just want to say thank you for that. It goes a long way.
This was a young lady who was speaking during the county commission meeting last week about there was a proposed vacation of a plat and cantonment. That would mean that you go to the county commission, get approval to develop houses in a subdivision. That's called a plat. And then, you know, the owners wanted to undo that and go back to that being, you know, sort of raw opportunity to come back with a future development plan different than the one that they had originally. And this lady's mom had just spoken against this, and she comes up and she praises Burgosh. Now, there are a couple things about this. First of all, I actually think that's accurate in terms of he does pay really good attention to the people who are speaking, and some do not. Some are on their phones and looking at other things, and he generally is more like that. But maybe not always, but okay. And in this case, what I thought was so adorable is her comment about his name.
First, I just want to thank Mr. Burgosh. I hope I'm saying that right.
You know why I point that out? Because until she saw his nameplate, she'd never heard his name. And she is like most people in Escambia County or in Santa Rosa County. Most people have no idea who their elected officials are. Now, you and I, we hang out in the show every day, and for hours I play you sound clips from elected officials. I say their names, you read the paper, you watch Channel 3, and you know who these people are. You might know their voices by recognition. But the vast majority of citizens don't know. And this is not meant to, like, blame them. This is just to remind us that sometimes, you know, they talk about the Beltway mindset inside the Beltway, where everybody's so into what everybody else is doing in D.C. and everybody knows all this intrigue and all of these relationships and all of these slights and all the things that get said. You know, there is a whole wide world outside the Beltway. And there is a whole wide world outside of the county commission meeting, the city council meeting, you know, outside of the stuff that news radio talks about all the time and the paper reports on all the time. And that doesn't mean that, you know, I'm just saying it's a reminder that, you know, we sometimes think we're doing, like, the most important stuff in the world. And maybe we are, maybe we're not. But it's a good reminder. There are people who don't know who Andrew McKay is, or people who don't know who Ducey Reeves is, or people who don't know Alex Andrade or Senator Broxson are. And as this woman didn't know who County Commissioner Jeff Burgosh was. I thought that was just kind of an adorable reality check for all of us. 8:57 on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
All right. This traffic report is brought to you by ECUA. Not really seeing any major slowdowns out there. I-10 southbound just before the Fairfield exit. We've had reports of debris in the roadway. Not seeing any major slowdown from that, but if anybody is headed in that direction, just be aware there may be something in one of the lanes of travel. Other than that, we're really not seeing any major slowdowns. Highway 98 is clear through Gulf Breeze and Navarre. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is accident-free, and I just smacked myself in the face with my microphone. That felt great.
Show me the flop. You learned it from the video.
I love how even in the tone of his voice, he's like, he
so
touched me.
It's so fake sounding. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, I've seen better acting on General Hospital. I don't really see anything else out there on the roadways. If you do see something slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line. That number is 850-437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Very good. Oh, and by the way, see, I don't get to do this very often, but, you know, I actually try to find places where I can celebrate the activities of politicians that I disagree with a lot. And in this particular issue, this Cantonment Park plat vacation, Stephen Berry, District 5, I thought had the right answer on this.
Again, the action tonight is just vacating a, you know, what is an odd plat, if you look at it. You know, I don't. Who knows what the intent was at the original time, but regardless, it is something I support, Commissioner. If one of you would make a motion, I would appreciate it.
If you're good with it, Mr. Chairman, yeah, I'll move that.
All right. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Thank you. If there's no comments, then we can vote. Item passes 4-0 to vacate the plat.
Yeah, I mean, look, I know some people showed up from the public that didn't want this to happen, but I think that's correct. You own property, you want to develop it, you got to go through a process before you can actually build stuff on there. You get to the plat phase and then you change your mind and you want to do it in a different way. You should be able to undo a plat easy. No problem. And come back with a different plan and get that approved and then move forward with that plan. Again, this was the right decision from people who, again, I often criticize because I disagree with them.